walking the noisy streets of Birmingham City. It's the second largest city in the United Kingdom, and it brings back a lot of memories. I'm just walking past the world famous rag market, and a very large bullring kind of looks like a huge alien organ just kind of slopped down in the middle of a rough looking city. A lot of it's changed. I've just been at Millennium Point and a place called Think Tank. I've been delivering a talk on behalf with the Arts Council, and that went very well, and I'm now meeting two friends, Dubba and Solo Bay Steve, somewhere the other side of where I'm standing now, if I can find out where I'm going. But what I'm flashing back to is me being a 14-year-old lad and visiting the city on my own, getting the bus in from the other side of Coventry, a place called Binley Woods. And it was a big adventure coming into a city like this. I think the first time I was allowed out to a city on my own was 12. But 14, I was kind of getting involved with commerce, and supplementing my pocket money somewhat by trying to earn some money on the side while I was at school. So for me, it was all about not having to do a paper round where my fingers were going to freeze off, but finding some way of getting some kind of income that a young lad could use to buy Spectrum 48K games and whatnot. And Hockley, I was told, was the place where you come and buy trinkets and gadgets and stuff. So Hockley was where I came, and I would ring the doorbell on a shopfront in the jewellery quarter, one of many, and somebody would come to the door and I'd explain that, no, I'm not looking for my dad, I'm here to do business, and they would laugh and smile and invite me in. I think I was 12, actually, first time, because I was definitely treated with a little bit of a funny kid. And I would buy things like digital watches with 7 alarms on for £3 and sell them at school for £7 each. Shifted a few of them. And then the whistling keychain, if you remember that little black box with a speaker in it, that if you whistled this pitch, it would go beep, 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 and you could find your keys when you lost them. And they went like hotcakes for a while, until pretty much everybody in the school had one, and then somebody whistled in assembly and they were outrightly banned. No more whistling keychains. That was my business model gone, but pretty much everybody had one. One teacher I remember, Mrs. Clayton, bought a number of fake Swatch watches off me, and they weren't cheap. They were £10, and she said, look, are these really not stolen? And I'll say, oh, and I said, I'll show you the receipt if you want, but I don't want to show you the receipt unless I can tip-ex out how much they cost me. And then a lot of haggling began. So one week, I remember my dad said to me, is it worth it? Like, is what worth it? Is it worth it, all this? You know, how much did you earn? And he just so happened to ask me on a very, very good week, and I says, oh, I've made £105. And he was like, what? I said, £105. He says, well, don't get used to it, because as soon as you leave school, you'll be on a YTS scheme earning 30. And I laughed, saying, there's no way that I could take a cut in pay at this stage in my career as a 14-year-old. And he was right, actually. I took an apprenticeship and I was earning about £30-40 a week when I left school, which is actually a cut in pay from some of the wheeling and dealing I was doing. You can hear the sounds of the marketplace as everybody's kind of packing up for the end of the day. I hope I'm walking in the right direction. I'm quite hungry now. I'm looking forward to a meeting in this noodle place, which I believe is where I'm heading. I can't tell where I'm heading because I'm recording this when I should be looking at the map. So I just wanted to flash back with you for a moment and tell you a little about what Birmingham means to me. Adventure, childhood, and my first dabblings into the world of trade and commerce and earning, I guess, a decent living for a kid back then.